Some major banks would like homeowners to start taking cash out of their homes again. More in a moment.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Do you need money for home repairs? Banks such as TD Bank and JPMorgan Chase are promoting home equity lines of credit, or HELOCs, which allow homeowners to draw down the equity of their home as they need cash. Here to talk about the bank's push toward HELOCs is Anna Maria Andriotis of the Wall Street Journal. Anna Maria, why are banks pushing home equity lines of credit?
The biggest reason is the amount by which property values have risen, in particular over the last 2 years. We're at a point now where home values have basically recovered almost all of the amount that they lost during the housing bust. Looking at home prices nationally, they are hovering about 5% below their all-time peak in 2006. A lot of those gains have occurred in recent years. And so what banks are seeing is that homeowners are now sitting on newfound equity. Another reason is because new mortgage originations haven't been all that great. They've been pretty choppy. There have been some years that are better than others, but they're nowhere near what they used to be years ago. So banks are essentially looking to drive new home loan business, and they're seeing the existing homeowner who now has this newfound equity in their properties as the way to do that.
And this is a good time for banks to take up the slack because, as you mentioned, mortgage originations have been falling.
Correct. And you're also seeing this in the dollar amount of HELOCs that lenders are approving. For example, last year, the average HELOC line was just shy of $120,000. Now, looking at data that goes back to 2002, that is a record in size. And this number has been steadily rising since about 2009 or so, when it hit a low point. So what we're seeing is that as home values continue to go up, banks are essentially looking to drum up new business from that. Another thing going on here that's favorable for banks is that HELOCs have, most of them have variable interest rates. So if we are, in fact, moving into a rising rate environment, or when we do reach that point, interest rates on these products will be rising. The monthly payments that homeowners will have to make on them will also be rising.
Well, that's a risk for the homeowner, isn't it? I mean, they could run into trouble all over again.
Of course. These products are quite risky for homeowners for a number of reasons. Number one, as you just said, the variable interest rates would result in higher, larger monthly payments for homeowners, and there are questions as to whether they'd be able to handle that payment shock. Secondly, many HELOCs that are being given out have the same structure that they did prior to the housing bust. With most HELOCs, in the first 10 years when you have this product as a homeowner, you only need to make interest payments on the amount you're borrowing. Principal payments do not come due until 10 years after you've had the HELOC. So your monthly payments are at risk of increasing, not only if interest rates rise, but also because principal payments will not come due for the first 10 years. In fact, we are seeing that there are an increasing number of homeowners who are actually having difficulty making these payments right now. These are people who signed up for HELOCs prior to the housing bust. So those loans are now coming due. And banks are trying to modify them and make changes to these loans in order to keep those homeowners current. So it's not like everything is all rosy out there. Yes, home values have risen substantially, and homeowners do have more equity that they can tap into. However, these are risky products, and homeowners should think very carefully about whether it's worth signing up for them.
Well, banks really ramped up the HELOC push last year, didn't they? I mean, despite what you've been saying, they're really promoting these products.
Correct. I mean, this ramping up of HELOCs has been happening now for a number of years, and what we're reporting here is showing a continued appetite on the part of banks to get more homeowners to sign up for these products. Now, banks are saying these new HELOCs that we're giving out are less risky this time around because our underwriting standards are tighter, meaning that the borrowers who are getting approved for HELOCs have higher credit scores. The borrowers also, after they've received the HELOC, have at least 20% equity left in their home, whereas pre-housing bust, it was common to see homeowners have no equity left in their home after, you know, the mortgage and the HELOC was accounted for.
Right.
So there are some changes in the underwriting standards. However, the way the loans function, these interest-only payments, the variable interest rates, for the most part, have not changed and remain risky.
So on the positive side, it's not as though banks are extending HELOCs to just anybody the way they did during the housing bubble.
Correct. In fact, when we looked at some numbers here, the borrowers who received HELOCs in the fourth quarter of last year had a credit score of 781 on average. That 781 was 742 back in 2005. 781 is actually a very high number. We're talking about FICO scores, and these scores tap out at 850.
Right.
So 781 is a very creditworthy borrower. These are people who make their payments on time, don't carry credit card debt for the most part. It's pretty much almost as good as it can get. In addition, the average amount of equity that people had left in their homes after receiving a HELOC was about 34%. That is also quite high. So what we're seeing is that the ramping up of HELOCs, for the time being, is happening with the best of the best borrowers out there. It remains to be seen whether that will start to loosen up as banks seek more of that loan volume.
The banks have been trying some novel approaches to touting HELOCs, such as TD Bank, I guess using a tour bus at hardware stores. Why don't you talk a bit about that?
The TD Bank has launched an aggressive marketing campaign. It calls it really the first of its kind for HELOCs, where it has a tour bus going along the East Coast. The bus is making stops at hardware stores, also at home shows, and at some of its branches. And basically, this bus, when you go inside of it, there's this galley kitchen. It looks very much like, you know, a home kitchen. And there's also iPads in there. And that's where people can fill out their contact information and essentially take the first step to the application process for a HELOC. The bank makes no secret of it. It's out there aggressively marketing HELOCs to homeowners. And it's a type of push that really is unusual for the mortgage industry since the housing bust.
Is this being closely watched by regulators, or is it too early to speculate on this?
I did speak with one regulatory body, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. The mindset there is that the ramping up of HELOCs is not considered to be a risk for the time being. What the regulators are more closely looking at is applying pressure on the banks to help borrowers who have these HELOCs that they received before the housing bust to help keep them current on those old HELOCs. So the OCC and other regulators have essentially been pushing banks to modify these HELOCs where the principal payments are now coming due. They're telling them, do whatever you can do, whether it's lowering the interest rate or extending the repayment period, to lower that monthly payment for those old set of HELOCs. They are not concerned for the time being about the new volume of HELOCs being given out.
Right. Very interesting. Anna Maria Andriotis of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And you can catch Anna Maria Andriotis' story at WSJ.com. Follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our podcast shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.